Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I'm starting to understand. And it's got to go deep inside. So that I can obey. And the grace I needed is available.
And the grace that I need is available.
It's available to me today.
It's available for me today.
And I'm not going to be looking at my neighborhood.
And I'm not going to be looking at
for solutions to my great inner hand.
For solutions to my grace.
That inner hand is Jesus Himself.
Jesus
molding and making me,
in
the image of my Father,
which is His plan from the beginning.
I'm all done arguing. Let it be Your will.
Let it be Your will
and Your unfolding plan.
And Your unfolding plan
that takes me higher from this day forward. In Jesus' name. Energize me, Lord. Awaken me to the realm of the Spirit. I want my eyes open, Lord. I want to see the angels that are around. I want to see my Savior Jesus. He showed up in the book of Acts. What about now? I want Him here now. I want to see what He's up to in that realm. And I'm nosy. I want more. And I won't give up. Till I get it all. Hallelujah. Till I get it all. Hallelujah. It's a commission. That I'm speaking to my soul.
Take a break.
It's rest. You don't need to do anything. You can rest for a change. And let my spirit rule for a change. And then I'll get spiritual results. Which will be awesome indeed. And I give You the praise. Because You're not done with me yet. The miracles that You've prepared, they will manifest on time. In Jesus' name, it shall be. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus.
Thank You, Jesus.
We'll give the glory to Jesus and dwell in His love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and dwell in His wonderful love. Do it again. We'll give the glory to Jesus and dwell in His love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and dwell in His wonderful love. Do it again. I'll give the glory to Jesus and dwell in His love. I'll give the glory to Jesus and dwell in His wonderful love. I want to take you to Romans chapter 2.
We're going to start at verse 7. To those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality. Are you one of those? To those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality. The prize is he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. Amen. There will be trouble and distress for every human being who does evil, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace for everyone who does good, first for the Jew, then for the Gentiles. For God does not show favoritism. For God does not show favoritism. Amen. All who sin apart from the law will also perish apart from the law. All who sin under the law will be judged by the law. If you want to live there, have a party. The religious realm lives under that system. I was born and brought up in that realm. And I was crushed by it. For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey the law who will be declared righteous. Indeed, when Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature things required by the law, they are a law for themselves, even though they do not have the law, since they show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts. Their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts now accusing. Now even defending them. This will take place on the day when God will judge men, secret through Jesus Christ, as my gospel declares. You see, Holy Spirit is trying to awaken us to see how much darkness is still left in us.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And when we start seeing it and we humble ourselves, house cleaning will take place.
Yes.
Okay? And house cleaning can only happen when you and I say, God, let your plan unfold.
Amen.
But if I become dictatorial and I use the law as a tool to adjust someone else and not expect some retaliation, I'm off base. Because the darkness will take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. And the accusing voices will be on your case. Mm-hmm. And you might not be able to defend yourself the way you should if you don't rest with him and get his instructions from your spirit within you.
Amen.
See, Holy Spirit is inside. He's not on the outside. He's on the inside. His fire is not just on the outside. It's on the inside.
Yes.
His living water is where?
Inside.
Where is his living water?
Inside.
Say, out of me,
out of me.
Shall flow.
Shall flow.
What?
Rivers of living water.
Really? Who does he start cleaning first?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
That river is inside and it has It has eternal results available to us. And we shut it down because we want to obey all the details.
Right.
And that's not where he wants us. Mm-hmm. He wants us to have a heart full of love, to be able to lift up those that are broken. And as you're lifting them up, guess who's going to get the results?
Amen.
Pray for one another, James 5.
Yes.
That you may be healed.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Yeah, what a trick.
Yes, yes.
I can remember many years ago, I'm at Grace Church, and I'm having a real major issue in a corner, and I'm not doing well with it. Mm. And I don't remember if it's a male or a female that came into my office and said, I have a word for you, Kim. So what's that? What you're doing, the end result will be that you'll get healed, even if they don't. And I thought, what a sneaky comment. You know, even if they don't, God is still going to work on me. I said, Lord, how does this work? And he said, go to James chapter 5. Pray for one another that... Yeah, he wants me to give out so that he can focus and heal me. Isn't that a cool trick?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then the judge, you know, the enemy, the accuser, they don't deserve it. Don't pray for that one because he doesn't deserve it. She doesn't deserve it. They're not my kind.
Mm-hmm.
Or they don't go to this place, or they don't do this right, or they don't do that right. Well, guess what, critic? Go back to verse 1. Romans 2:1. You therefore have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else. For at whatever point you judge the other, you are condemning yourself. Because you pass judgment, do the same things. Now we know that God's punishment against these or those who do such things is based on truth. So when you, a mere man, pass judgment on them, yet do the same thing, do you think you will escape God's judgment? Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, tolerance, patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you towards repentance? See, God's grace and favor towards you is going to be at the level that you give out to those that aren't like you.
Mm-hmm.
Sneaky, huh?
Sneaky.
Yeah. And you're going to find, you're going to be loaded with critics all around you, and the negative forces are going to criticize everyone around you because he's going to test this word to see if you will definitely pray for them instead of judge them. Instead of finding fault for them, about them, when your heart lifts them up, Papa's going to say, ha, 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 that's my kind. He's giving mercy instead of judgment.
Yes. Amen.
James.
Okay. Even as we judge ourselves?
Yeah. See, the more you see the heart of God in you, operating under grace and favor towards them, you activate his love, you activate his grace and his favor towards me.
Mm, amen.
So the end result is, keep your eyes on Jesus. He'll tell you who to pray for.
Yes.
He'll tell you who to intercede for. And those he'll make you intercede for are the fallen that could be the same level of failure that you've lived through. So what you've been through, you have a heart to pray for that one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When I went to the funeral, it'll be 2 weeks Tuesday, and there was one of the brothers, the one that was in the coffin, of course, his victory was completed. And I shared about my own being rejected and given away 3 times before I was born. Excuse me. After I was born, before I was 9 months old. 3 times. And all 3 times, they said no. And you see, everything is established in 2 or 3 witnesses, right?
Yes, amen.
Okay. So my half-brother and his wife, it's kind of cool. I was told by my older sister, who was 17 when I was born. She said, they put you in the laundry basket. And put the laundry basket on the table. And said to my half-brother, he's yours if you want him. So he grabbed one end of the basket. And he looked at his wife, and she couldn't move. She couldn't move because something in her was being held back. She wasn't the chosen vessel. But you see, this half-brother was my biological father's favorite. And we know that by the fruit. Because when my biological father got very, very ill, lost his wife, my mother, he put all of his affairs in this same gentleman. Okay? And probably the best, kindest words that I can say is, she was a miser and she trained him. She probably had the first penny they ever earned. And I would have been brought up with that kind of a spirit ruling over me. In the past 6 months, I learned that one of my sisters lived in that house and how abusive my half-brother's wife was to my sister. Something I never knew. My sister's 89. And she was able to unload that information to me just in the past few weeks.
Wow.
And she said, I am so happy that you did not come and live in that house with me.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
You see, God knew that the rejection that I had received from the time that my mother got pregnant, because this week, another one of my sisters said to me, you know how many times my father rocked me in my favorite rocking chair? And how old I was the last time he rocked me? And I said, no, but I'm very nosy. And she started to laugh, and she's kind of making a joke out of it, because she's the baby girl. And after her comes 2 boys, my brother who went home and me. She said, by the way, when I was born, my father was so happy and my mother was so happy. Of course, she's your mother too. She was so happy and she said to him, I know my body's not doing well and I really don't want any more children because I'm hurting. Yet she got pregnant twice. Carried my brother with a lot of difficulty, and for me, almost lost me on multiples of problems, including varicose veins that were very bad and couldn't function. That was the reason to give me away, because he needed her, because she was the educated one in the team that ran a farm, a slaughterhouse, and 2 other places where they sold meat. A local store in the town or a city, and another one that they went to twice a month, or 2 or 3 times a week. 2 or 3 times a month. which was a big city. And that took her because my father could not read or write. He could do an X, and he knew everything in his mind. Okay? Everything was memorized. You couldn't cheat him, but as far as records, he couldn't do it. So she had to do it, and she was willing. She worked. So what am I after? I'm trying to show you that my sister says to me this week, the last time my father rocked me, I was 16 years old. Yeah. She has no idea that when my half-brother who brought me up many years ago, the Holy Spirit was starting to work on me and try to heal me. Okay? And I was very nosy at that time. And one of my uncles passed away, and my father and I, Paul, half-brother, are driving to Canada, just the two of us. And I had been, let's say, I didn't realize it was Holy Spirit working on me at that time. But he was. And I can remember asking Paul, I said, you know, when I was very, very young, did your dad and my dad ever take me in his lap and rock me? And we're driving, so he's pondering, and 20 minutes, whatever it took. He says, nope. He says, I can't remember one time. I said, well, he rocks all the other grandchildren. And I can remember that from the time I was 3 years old, 4 years old. We would go, and he, especially during the holidays, he would rock. And, of course, my sister, the spoiled brat, of course, because I told her so, she got rocked until she was 16. That was her favorite pastime. So all this food, spiritual food, I call that spiritual ammunition.
There you go. Amen.
Okay? Because Holy Spirit's working on who?
Yeah.
So he's showing me what was going on 80 years ago to conserve the next level of my forgiveness.
There you go.
To a father that was more wounded than I've ever known. Mm. When Jesus was walking in the earth, do you think he understood how much his father had been wounded by the religious folks of his day? His Jewish nation that just couldn't handle him?
I think he did.
He kept showing us the Father. That's what the Father's heart is like. He raised the dead. He did all these incredible miracles. And they couldn't accept it. Because they wanted to be perfect under their own law from Moses. And they were doing everything they could legally so that they could get what? A blessing and earn eternal life. They couldn't accept a Savior.
That's right.
The ones that could accept a Savior, which I shared with you a week and a half ago or whatever, about the woman at the well. Five husbands, broken. And he fills her with living water.
Right.
Living water is the solution.
Yes. Amen.
And it starts by washing
us.
Yeah, it starts by washing me. Mm-hmm. Not looking at the other guy. He's washing me.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Amen.
If I judge and condemn, it falls right back on my case, and it shows me what demons are running wild inside of me. If you think you're not getting a message today, those of you who listen to this word, I pray you awaken.
Yes,
the Holy Ghost is on the job today.
Yes, amen.
He's doing a work inside of all of us today.
Amen.
Yes. It's a little louder and stronger than I'm accustomed to, Lord, but it's okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus' name.
You see, God works in mysterious ways. Saturday, we did a few errands and we did a few things, and we ended up talking about Reinhard Bonnke. Irene and I had listened to Reinhard on YouTube because he was on my heart. And of course, she remembers him, and I remember him quite well. I listened to quite a few of his messages, etc. And of course, number two son was at our house. And by accident, Holy Ghost accident, he's on YouTube, and who starts preaching is Reinhard Bonnke. And so, oh God, Lord. I said, well, I have an old VCR that was given to me over 20 years ago. And it testifies and it interviews the man that was born for this generation, allowed to die, and then came back to life at one of the Reinhard Bonnke services that he had in Africa, Nigeria, I believe. And so I'm sharing this with Gary, and he says, well, you know what? I think it might be on YouTube. Well, something happened, and we couldn't go any further. We talked about, so yes, last night, after we came home, late afternoon, we had a little bit of time, and he said, Dad, I want to listen to the thing about the resurrection. So we did. We listened, and it's on one of his old material. It was 2001, and this young man had a car accident, died, crushed in his chest. His wife is interviewed many times. And to make a long story short, he was brought, or his body was dead in the morgue for 3 days. And he was 3 days and three nights. And on the third day, he was brought to the church where Reinhard was preaching, and there were hundreds and hundreds in the church. They wouldn't let the body be brought in to the church. They had to bring the body in the basement. And they laid his body on the table, and they filmed his body as he's starting to breathe. And of course, Gary says to me, Dad, I never realized he was embalmed. I said, yeah, and I worked where you know, when you finish material, what do you use? Anybody know what you use to finish material like your jeans? It's embalming fluid, formaldehyde, and it smells, and it is strong. And I can remember, he says loud and clear, the man who was raised from the dead, it took 4 days to get rid of the smell of death on him. They had to rub his body because it was so stiff from the formaldehyde and no blood. And of course, it shook my son. Okay? What was he doing? He was preparing for today. You've been dead long enough. If you get some formaldehyde, get rid of it. Mm. Let's put some real blood in there when we take communion later.
Amen.
Okay? Yeah. That living blood will revitalize where you are and who you are. That's why Jesus gave us his flesh and blood. Okay? It wasn't an accident, and it wasn't a religious formula. Mm. It was his gift to us. To come alive and to come out of the old patterns.
Yes.
And to live our life for his purpose. Yes. And for his will to be done in us.
Amen.
Not for us to continue doing what we did yesterday.
Amen.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to do something right now. Just close your eyes and put your right hand over your heart. Lift up your left hand. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I need that living water.
I need that living water.
To do some house cleaning.
To do some house cleaning.
Not only in my heart.
Not only in my heart.
But in my head.
But in my head.
In my mind, will, and emotions.
In my mind, will, and emotions.
So that I can be free to be serving you.
So that I can be free to be serving you.
To intercede for those that are more broken than me.
To intercede for those who are more broken than
if me. That's possible.
If that's possible.
But by my intercession.
But by my intercession.
The region where I live.
The region where I live.
Will be changed.
Will be changed.
Because of the light of Christ.
Because of the light of Christ.
That will radiate through me.
That will radiate.
Touching those that you've prepared.
Touching those that you've prepared.
So that I can give them hope.
So that I can give them hope.
I can give them grace.
I can give them grace.
Because that's what Papa did for me.
Because that's what Papa did for me.
When he sent his son to the cross for me.
When he sent his son to the cross for me.
He allowed him to be emptied out.
He allowed him to be emptied out.
So that I could be filled.
So that I could be filled.
With living water.
With living water.
So that the future.
So that the future.
Will bring glory to Papa.
Will bring glory to Papa.
Who never rejected me.
Who never rejected
he
me.
He never pushed me away.
He never pushed me away.
He chose me.
He chose
me. He loves me.
He loves me.
Enough to let his son.
Enough to let his son.
Take every sin.
Take every sin.
Upon his body.
Upon his body.
To set me free.
To set me free.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I'm a believer.
I am a believer.
And I'm a receiver.
And I am a receiver.
And I'm believing.
And I am believing.
And I'm receiving.
And I am receiving.
Not for somebody else, for me.
Not for someone else, but for me.
He died for me.
He died for me.
He rose as an example for me.
He rose as an example for me.
And I will never touch the grave.
And I will never touch the grave.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He'll take me home.
He will take me home.
And I'll never taste death. Because he did it already.
He
did it for me.
Get a clue.
He did this for you.
And he did it for me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.